Welcome to Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Scott Jordan. He's the founder of Scott eVest. This is Technotopia. Technotopia is brought to you by Typewriter. Typewriter is your on-demand editor, and their amazing team of writers will make your book chapter, blog post, or email shine. Typewriter editors come from places like TechCrunch, Gizmodo, and the New York Times, and they offer low bulk rates for longer work. Check it out at typewriter.plus. That's typewriter.plus. Welcome back to Technotopia, a podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Scott Jordan. He's the founder of Scott eVest. Scott, why don't you tell the good folks, I guess what you're wearing is probably the best way to describe what you're doing.
I am wearing a multitude of what appear to be normal clothing items with tons of pockets in them. My favorite item is a Q-zip, which looks like any other performance shirt. But it has three hidden pockets and a patented personal area network so that you can wire your headsets in the pocket without anyone knowing about it or seeing it right to your ears. And it fit your iPhone or other devices fit comfortably. I've got boxers with pockets in them. You'll laugh at that. But when I wake up first thing in the morning, I check my email and I'm looking for a place to put my iPhone, and I put it in the waistband of my otherwise non-Scott eVest boxers and stick out my stomach in an effort to keep the phone in there, and it falls to the floor. And the idea comes to me, put some pockets in boxers. Travel vest and jackets and pants and a full line of clothing designed for your mobile lifestyle. Just, you're always looking for the proper place to put all those cords and batteries and iPhones. And I came up with the idea 16 years ago. And little did I know, it was the first clothing company that was launched on the internet. And we're still in business, going strong 16 years later.
Sure. Yeah. I've been running around with you for years now. So just to be clear, all the stuff has pockets in it. So your jackets have little hidden pockets where you can put your tablets. I wear somewhere. I mean, this is starting to sound like a commercial, but it's what I do. I basically put my passport in the breast pocket of the jacket. So you never have to worry about losing it. When I go through customs or the security line, I always take off my belt and put it into the huge pocket in the jacket, and I put everything, all my metal, in there, and it's basically like a little bag, right?
Yeah, and it's not just as simple as pockets. I mean, we took an approach years ago as a gadget guy, it's my view of wearables. And as we start to talk about the future, I don't think the future in terms of wearables, from my perspective, hasn't changed that much in almost 20 years since I've been doing this. And that is, namely, clothing should be designed to accommodate your electronic devices. It should not be incorporated into the clothing, because technology changes so fast. And every year or so, you swap out your device, but you don't want to have to feel that you have to swap out your jacket just because your battery wore out, mm-hmm. or your CPU wore out. So we take look at the clothing as, in effect, the beige box for computers is what our clothing is. And the pockets are not just slapped on willy-nilly. They're designed to hold the things and balance the weight of what you're carrying. And the newest items we have are designed to even hold small laptops, and in addition to tablets and the like.
Okay. So you've been doing this for years. And even when you started 16 years ago, it was actually probably really hard to carry stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably couldn't put you could feasibly put a Toshiba in there or something like that. I remember there were some Toshiba laptops that were small enough, and Sony. But to carry a full laptop in your jacket was kind of difficult. But you said this was the future. So in terms of predicting the way things are headed, what have you seen? I guess you've looked at a lot of form factors. You looked at a lot of sizes. You looked at a lot of the design. Where do you think things are going over the next few years?
You know, in terms of, let me speak to wearables,
sure.
You know, because that's a buzzword. That's something I've given a lot of thought about. And I think, that no one knows how to define wearables, by the way. You know, to me, it's something that is attached to you that you wear. So I think the future is going to be in wireless power generation. There's a company out there called Energys. It's trading as Watt, and there's a lot of buzz about potentially the new Apple iPhone possibly incorporating it. To me, it's always been about power. I think that you're able to get connectivity in most places readily, and that's being developed. But the limiting form factor to me has been power. And if I could walk into a room and know that power is wirelessly charging my devices without, wireless charging is, without a pad, without having to take your device out and make a physical contact, that's the limiting factor to me, is creating this technology that is ubiquitous, that wherever you walk, you're always, getting a charge. I don't care about color screens. I don't care about high resolution screens to watch my Netflix. I care about making sure that I always have power. And the way devices are now, more often than not, wherever you go, you see the moment someone walks in a room, they got a battery pack, a power device. And our jackets and our line of clothing is designed with that in mind. You can have one device in one pocket and a power cord in another pocket and a cable and a battery in another pocket, and they can be attached, so you're always powering them up. So that's where I feel that the wearable clothing space is going. And I have a weird philosophy on this, John. It's not proven by any means, but I look to science fiction movies to predict the future.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of science fiction movies, and there aren't that many that I can recall, not even a single one, that the clothing, the actual clothing has technology embedded in it, and there's a reason for it. It just simply doesn't make sense in my estimation. Now, if you're an athlete and you want to measure, your performance and your heart rate and stuff like that, it might make sense. Or, if you're in the military, there is some logic. But, I think that by designing clothing in a fashion that enables you to put the devices in there and the sensors attached to the clothing that are removable just makes a lot of sense.
So your goal is to, if you're going to have a health application, like maybe you'd make like a workout vest, you would allow for some sort of sensors to be placed in there. Do you think you would ever make sensors?
No.
Would you assume that Nike's going to have something that you put on your heart or whatever to do the heart rate?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that when you see clothing companies getting in the sensor business or sensor companies getting in the clothing business, it's not logical to me, because at the end of the day, these sensors, more often than not have batteries, and they should be removable. And sometimes you can't wash them and they're going to wear out. And if they're getting small enough, you just put them in a pocket or you tack them to the clothing with a pin or some sort of, attachment. There are many different ways you can do that where they can have an accurate reading without necessarily being, incorporated into the actual clothing. So that's been my unique spin on wearables. And, 16 years later, I have to say I've been proven right. There's a lot of companies, looking at clothing and putting lights in them and putting sensors in them. And you can't name one that's been successful all these years later. And I don't think they ever will be.
Well, I think you had issues. Remember, you had the solar panels on the back of the jacket, right? And was that a good idea or a bad idea?
We did solar. We were the first people to come out with first company to come out with a solar jacket. It was probably 11 years ago, and it was really difficult to design because first and foremost, it had to look good. Mm-hmm. But what we discovered, and this was 11 years ago at the time, is that the solar panels had to charge a battery, which then in turn had to charge your device.
Yep.
And 11 years ago, there were no standards in micro USB and Apple devices, that you had any multitude of different connections to charge your Nokia phones and the like. So, and it took an extreme amount of time, 11 years ago, to gain enough solar energy to charge the backup battery.
Okay.
I mean, and solar panels have gotten more efficient. They haven't gotten much more attractive, and but even given their efficiency levels, it's still hours. And my feeling is, you just bring a couple extra, and it all comes back to batteries, as I started saying. You bring a couple extra battery packs, and you're set. Now, if you're going in the woods, you know, somewhere out of the area, then maybe it makes sense. But guess what? I doubt you're going to have any cell service at that point. So,
yeah. So that's interesting. So in terms of future tech for you guys, for the clothing industry specifically, we should let well enough alone, because clothing has evolved separately from the tech industry for, well, would you say that? Has clothing evolved separately from the tech industry?
Not really. I mean, I don't think if you watch a period, you know, a piece on the History Channel, and you look at something from, you know, the 1700s or 1800s, you know, clothing has not evolved that much. It has. There are some performance fabrics and wickable fabrics, and all the, there's been a lot of evolution in the fabrics, but even in the styles, you know, there really hasn't been a lot of evolution. And there are heated jackets. I'm not a really big believer in that. I think you're running again. The battery is always an issue. You don't want to have to remember to charge your jacket just to wear it. But you know, I kind of joke that the Scotty vest has been the most interesting thing that's happened to clothing since the bikini. I mean, you know, and the pocket. Because up until we came along 17 years ago, pockets were an afterthought. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, let slap a pocket on there, and who even knows what the little pocket and jeans is supposed to be used for nowadays? You know, and we literally spend more time looking at the pocket, considering the ergonomics of it, how things lie. Are you going to be able to feel vibration? How long it's going to take you to reach into that pocket and comfortably pull out a device? Readily, is it designed for the devices of the day? You know, when phones got bigger, are we, you know, making sure that our pockets can accommodate them? You know, so, you know, most clothing companies now have a dedicated cell phone pocket, one perhaps. You know, we have multiple places to store either a cell phone. We have RFID fabric that's included in some of our products to block RFID skimmers, mm-hmm. And then we eat silly things like, you know, where the zipper is placed. So if you're sitting down in a sports car, or how a pocket opens, or a low car, how often does your change fall out and go down in the seats? You know, a simple stitch line will take care of that. So it's just looking how people live their lives, what they're putting into their pockets. It almost took, in my case, a non-fashion designer. I was a lawyer practicing law. You know how I came up with the idea? I was commuting from Chicago to New Jersey as a dot-com general counsel, and I had my Sony Discman at the time. This was in the year 2000, and I'm listening to my tunes, and I'm walking by a doorknob with my headphones on, and it caught the headphones, and it felt as though it pulled my entire ear off. When I went to grab the end of the headphone, I was certain my earlobe was going to be hanging from it with blood dangling. Mm-hmm. It's happened to a lot of us, you know, and I thought, wow, there's got to be a better way for clothing to be designed, you know, to carry the things you want. And we started with a fishing vest, and we looked at that, and then we looked at a travel vest and said, these are ugly. A lot of the pockets are on the exterior. And we engineered, you know, in the new OTG jacket, which stands for off the grid, you know, two more multiple layers of pocketing systems internal to hold, you know, the laptops, the smaller laptops and the like, in a fashion that people's eyes bug out when I pull out laptops, because it's so much more convenient to be able to carry these things, mm-hmm. and all the restrictions.
So what are we going to be wearing in 20 years? Are we going to be wearing the same thing, or what's going to change, do you think?
You know, I think you're going to see, you know, some development around the LEDs. I think that's interesting. I think LEDs will be, you know, part of clothing. I don't think that's something you don't see in science fiction movies, but I think that's more or less going to be, for entertainment value, Burning Man kind of, you know, nightclub outfits and Burning Man opportunities. But I think you're going to see Scotty Vest, designed in 20 years later, just for the items that you're going to be carrying. And I think virtual reality, here's where I think virtual reality, a lot of people aren't really talking about, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's in the headsets. I don't think it's in the eye. I don't think it's for your eye. I think it's for your hearing.
Okay.
I think it's too obtrusive. So I'd rather be able to walk along, wherever I am, and have a small voice indicator in my ear telling me things. It's much easier to interact with real life without having to look down or up or in your glasses and worrying about, the battery associated with these headsets, even with an Energys, wireless power. But I see no reason why that could not happen soon. And there was at Coachella this year, a company that made, I should remember the name, I'll look for it, inserts for your ear that would equalize the sound based upon your position and the music you were listening to at that moment. And I started, mm-hmm. my mind went crazy starting to think about if all of these headsets had microphones in them and were cloud connected, so that if I'm watching someone and want to listen in on a conversation that someone else is wearing these headsets near, I could actually listen to that conversation if I was part of it. I mean, the lack of privacy, I think that's going to be a huge concern as cameras continue to get higher and higher resolution in all these drones. I'm a big drone fan now. I can fit my DJI Mavic drone in my pocket. People freak out when I, go at the top of the ski mountain and I pull a drone out of my pocket and it follows me down the mountain. It's awesome. Or when I'm in my hot tub and I live stream from the top of my place. It's Sun Valley. I think drones are going to, continue to evolve. I think privacy is going to be meaningless, but, that's not news. Everyone says that, but... I think that the hearing virtual reality or augmented reality using earpieces, I don't hear anyone talking about that. I'd be interested if you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we've talked a little bit about it on the show. I think it would be like the aural reality, AURAL, for example. That sort of technology is going to take over because you're basically in a position where that's the only sense that you can impede upon when you're in the world. You can't really put something in front of your eyes smart intelligently yet. And if you're completely embedded in that world where you're sitting in VR, then that's a mess as well. So why don't you tell folks where they can pick up some of the these clothing with pockets?
Scott E. Vest, Scott E. Vest with a V.com. It started out, the very first version was an eVest 1.0, and my name is Scott, and I couldn't find a better URL, so I call it the Scotty Vest. Scottyvest.com.
All right.
And Amazon as well. And Amazon, kind of interestingly enough, we started selling on Amazon. We were really scared that it was going to cannibalize off of all our sales. All our existing customers would want to buy our stuff on Amazon. We found that it just grew our business immensely without cannibalizing it at all or affecting our margins. So I think Amazon is going to continue to just grow as a monster. And by the way, that company, the hearing company I showed you from Coachella, it's called Hear, H-E-R-E.
Okay. Has anybody pirated the Scotty Vest yet?
Yeah. There have been some, and it's interesting. There was a big company on Kickstarter. Maybe people remember. I'm not going to name the name. This past summer, but to build a brand, it's a lot more than an idea and sewing a pocket. I mean, this is 16 years of engineering and technology. And studying how humans interact with their devices, and I'm looking forward to more and more companies entering this space because. It just makes me do better, and I learn from it.
All right, super. So thanks for joining us, Scott. This has been Technotopia. I'm John Biggs. We will see you next week.